Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of people want to talk Pirates. I suppose that's the good news. Mike in Squirrel Hill, what's up?
Hey, guys. You know, I thought about some games I was at that reminded me of what you talked about in the first segment. I was at Game 3 of the 2013 Division Series against the Cardinals. And it's one of the greatest experiences. They won that game. Then they lost 4-5. But they won that game, and it was electric. The place was packed. I remember they wrapped it up, I think, in the 7th or 8th inning. Maybe Pedro Alvarez or somebody got a hit to right. I can't remember exactly. But that's how I knew that Pittsburgh fans were really serious and committed to the team. And so I know it can happen, but it was a great experience. It sounded a little bit like the wild card game right before it. But the other game I remember that also reminded me of what Joe was talking about of all those Nationals fans last night. In 1973, I happened to be in Chicago the day the Mets won the division. In a game, and I grew up in New York, so I'm both a Mets and Pirates fan. And I remember that game, there were about 2,000 people in Wrigley Field. All of them were Mets fans, basically, because if the Mets won one of the games of that doubleheader.
Well, that's when you know you've hit bottom, for sure, Mike. We appreciate the call. Another Mike in Highland Park. What's up?
Hey, at the game last night, total embarrassment. I was at the wild card game against the Reds. That is not just a sporting event. That was one of the greatest experiences in life. You know, I hope that finally the Pittsburgh realizes what this ownership is about. You go back when they win 98 games and they sign John Jaso. They don't care about winning. That interview yesterday with your boy Mutton when they had Greg Brown on, it honestly felt like somebody had a gun to his head, the way he was answering questions, saying that Nutting does want to win. The only thing that is left to do is there has to be a boycott. Fans have to start picketing. Pittsburgh needs to buy billboards. We got to start wearing bags over our heads.
You know what? If that's what you want to do, you know, people are still going to go to the games. It's still a good time out. I'm not going to tell anyone how to spend their entertainment dollars. They want to go to the games, more power to them. They don't want to go to the games, more power to them. You've made your choice, and that's fine.
Well, his choice apparently is to go to the game. So, Mike, let me ask you, what's the impetus for you to continue to go?
Well, the only reason I went last night is I had a buddy to play for the Nationals, Matt Adams. But other than that, I haven't been to a game. Now, you say people want to go spend their entertainment money. Well, so then what's the point of having these talk shows, Cook? The fans are giving.
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? You want me to start boycott the stadium? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. You have your choice to do that. And you're more than welcome to say it.
And I'm not saying it to you. I'm talking about the fans in general that sit here and complain about the ownership. Well, nothing's going to change. It hasn't changed since they bought the team. It hasn't changed. Last year, the Archer trade is one of the most embarrassing things ever. You make a trade to bring a guy in to put seats in the stands whenever you're in a pennant race, and you won't trade prospects because you say you don't want to sacrifice the future. And then you have Huntington come on the air and absolutely make these embarrassing statements talking about projections and talking about how this team has won more games than
I would say, Mike, that
amount of wins in 6 years.
I'd say this is the most damning thing with Huntington, Ron. And by the way, I'm kind of starting to lean into the idea that maybe him and Hurdle and Frank Coonley will be gone. I'm not there yet, but I'm at least where before I didn't even consider it because of the money factor. How can this go on?
Yeah.
They're getting destroyed and embarrassed and humiliated night after night after night after night. But this is the most damning thing about Huntington, and I wrote about this a little today. Our old friend Bob Smizek tweets out, Neil Huntington has overseen 12 drafts. Help me compile a list of successful major league pitchers he signed and developed. That means no Morton traded for, no Cool, not successful. So you start with Cole and Tyone, who were pretty obvious picks, and Tyone might have been the wrong pick. And who? After those two, who? He came up with a reliever. I don't even remember. Trevor Wilson.
I don't even remember him.
So drafting and developing successful pitchers over the course of 12 drafts. And we can't go beyond two or three guys, Ron.
I can't. I don't even remember Trevor Wilson.
Lefty reliever.
I don't. I remember Justin Wilson, a lefty
reliever. Maybe it was Justin Wilson. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
That might be. I mean, you know.
That is who I'm thinking of.
You think, you know, Keller's on his way supposedly or here. I mean, you think Glass now was highly regarded and ended up trading him away. There haven't been many. There haven't been many.
In terms of starters, there haven't been any beyond Cole and Tyone. None in 12 years.
And they were both high first-round picks, so.
That's damning. Not to mention this Dominican Academy that we hear so much about, Ron, that whenever we talk about like some of the monies that come to the Pirates, oh, we're putting it into the Dominican Academy. Things going great there. Well, not great enough to the point where they've developed one starting pitcher from that place. Or even how many players have come out of there?
Not very many as far as I know.
I know. It's crazy. Rick in Forest Hills. Are you starting to lean more into that? Do you think what percent chance do you put on Huntington and Hurdle? And do you look at it like if one goes, the other's going?
Yeah, I would think it might be a dual package, but I still don't think they're going to be gone. And I think, you know, it depends if they go, you know, continue this the rest of the season. It's also possible that Trevor Williams and Musgrove can put together two or three good starts in a row and they got it turned around. They're coming back. You know, that this, according to the 10,000 projections, this was the one time. It's not going to happen again. I still think it's possible they're going to both be back.
So do I. I would still bet on that, but I would no longer say it's inevitable.
If the next 37 games they go 8-29, maybe not.
Rick, go ahead, man. You got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, let me make 2 points and I'll listen to what you have to say. First of all, I think organizationally they need to rethink their drafting of tall, projectable right-handed pitchers. These guys don't pan out either. They don't make it to the majors because they all get hurt. How many times do you see a Dario Agrizal body type get hurt? And the second point is the manager has to go. The problem with these soundbite managers is they spend so much freaking time trying to think about something cute to say at the expense. I mean, can you imagine Jim Leland saying any of this stuff? And do you think if this manager goes away that he's ever going to work again? I mean, why would you keep somebody that nobody else would want? That's my feeling.
Appreciate the call. Let's hear from Hurdle, Ron, next. And I'd like to get your reaction and people's reaction to his response when asked about his job security, because I'm sure it will draw a response from people. 412-928-9370. Where can you find the Pitt Alumni Band, Cheerleaders, Rock the Panther, and Pitt Greats, plus food, drinks, and cigars? The Panther Rally with 93.7 The Fan on Thursday, September 12th. At Burn by Rocky Patel before the big game against the Nittany Lions. Get your tickets at 93.7thefan.com. Grab your friends. It'll be one of the first 150 people in the door that night to receive a Pitt mini helmet, courtesy of the Power of Bowser.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.